Nick, I'm an alcoholic.
I didn't expect to be speaking tonight. My sobriety date is July 14th, 2011. This is my home group. I have a sponsor and I don't sponsor others. It's been a tough day. I'm really dealing with something today I haven't dealt with in sobriety, and I know I'm going to have to get used to it if I'm going to stick around here. First sponsor I had told me if I was going to stay in this program to buy a black suit. And I got one of those phone calls today from a guy who I consider part of my extended family, guys that I went through treatment with and spent a lot of time with, and they found him this morning. So, it's a reminder of what this disease is and how it is for me, because that's the way that I drink. I've never known any other way to drink but to drink to kill myself and to die, and I've wanted to die for the better part of my drinking. I grew up outside Chicago. A really normal, great childhood. And I remember the first time I drank, I was 16 years old. I went to jail that night. And that's the way it went for 16 years. I remember I had forged a ticket that I got when I first started driving. And when I got arrested that night for disorderly, I had a ticket that said I was 21 years old, so I went into population with everybody else in jail, and I just couldn't wait to get out of there so I could go drink some more. That's what I did. I mean, I got out, and a couple weeks later, I remember my dad had bought me a car, and I woke up with a Ford Explorer on top of my car. That's just the way it's always been for me. It's the only way I've ever drank. Everybody always told me I had a problem. I think I knew I did. The things that were happening, the consequences I had were awful, but they were a small price to pay for the way that alcohol made me feel. It didn't matter. It was just part of it, and it was worth it to me, so I kept doing it. That went on for a few years. I went till I was like 24, 25. I had caught a felony in a blackout, just destroyed a restaurant. I don't know why. I don't remember any of it. I don't know what happened that night, but I woke up in jail, and I had a court-ordered outpatient treatment that I did then. I stayed sober for about 4 months. I didn't want to stay sober long-term. I knew that I wouldn't. There were some moments of clarity I had while I was in that treatment that this was probably the best way for me to live, but I wasn't done yet, and I knew I wasn't done. So I just kept going for a couple of years. My family was really upset with all the things I was doing. It was a mess, and it was a nightmare for them. I was embarrassing them. It's hard for me to even think about now how bad things were then. But I was ashamed of how, I wasn't raised that way, so I didn't want my family to see what I was doing anymore. I didn't want to be embarrassed for myself. I didn't want to keep telling everybody that I was sorry. So I was working for my father for about 7 years. And I started putting resumes out. I was trying to move. I wanted to leave Chicago so I could get away from everybody, so nobody would see what was going on anymore. And I got a phone call. The first place that called and offered me a job was a large plastics manufacturer in Las Vegas. So as soon as they called and said they were from Vegas, I was in. So I moved to Vegas, and That was everything you could expect Vegas to be for a hardcore alcoholic. Things there were going okay at first. I was drinking. I was missing work. I remember my boss had called me into his office after about 6 months, and he said, you know, you were trashed in your interview, and you're still doing that. So I told him, I said, man, you knew what you were getting. You hired me. So he couldn't argue with that. But he pretty much said it has to stop. You know, you got to be on time for work and this and that. And I'd like to use other things while I was drinking. And I'd moved out to Vegas. I didn't know anybody, so I started looking for other things. And I'm not sure I would say this. I met a guy, and he had a friend named Crystal. So Crystal helped me out for a couple of years, control my drinking while I was working. It was a mess. I'd see Crystal during the week and drink on the weekends. My girlfriend didn't know what was going on. She just thought it was like this crazy alcoholic who was, you know, because if I didn't drink all week, I'd more than make up for it on the weekend. And it was bad. Things got really bad. And then I got offered this other job, and they doubled my money out there. And I started making a lot of money. And the first job I was at, I was managing illegal immigrants. Wow. So, I mean, it was easy for me to yell at them, and I didn't treat them well at all. And it was really easy for me. It was a good deal. And I took this other job, though, and I was managing women. So I couldn't do that anymore. It was frowned upon, and I didn't know how to deal with them at work, so I started drinking at work so I could deal with these women, and things got worse and worse. But I ended up having some problems out there. I'm no longer allowed in the state of Nevada. It's court ordered. I just forget that Nevada even exists. But the way things got for me was that I was, in the end, you know, I'd been let go from the job because of things that were happening outside of work, and I'd made some money there. So my idea was I was just going to sit in my apartment and drink myself to death. And every day I would just bitch at God because it was taking so long. I just wanted him to hurry up and take me, and it was awful. I was in another blackout. I don't know what happened. Supposedly I called my brother for help. I know at one point my meth dealer had, I mean, crystals. Anyway, he called my dad, or he called my mom, and kept me at his house until they were able to come out and get me. So, I mean, I got intervened on by a meth dealer for drinking myself to death. And my dad came out to Vegas from Chicago and picked me up and drove me back to Chicago. And I got right back on a plane and went back to Vegas because I wasn't done. I had to finish this thing. And for me, that was death. I went back out for about 3 months. And like I said, I didn't remember. I called my brother and I asked him for help. And they got me home. I really don't remember any of it. 2 days later, I was in treatment and went to a treatment center. Got sober. I was there for 2 months, and then they took us on a unit outing. I went to a baseball game and just got trashed. And I don't know why they let me stay, but they did. They recommend I go to 3 more months of treatment, so I agreed. They sent me out to Aspen, Colorado. I stayed there for 6 months, and I came down to Tampa. I don't know why I came here, really. I've got some family down south of here, but something just told me to come, and I've been learning really to listen to God and do what He wants me to do. My family down in Bradenton, I am able to get a lot of these relationships back that I ran from when I went to Vegas. I didn't want them to see any of that. Now it's okay for my family to see me. They all want me to be a part of their life. And sometimes it drives me nuts because they're so close. I'm really glad I didn't go back to Chicago. But everything's really good now. I mean, coming up on 9 months, and I just, for me, it was my family. I've been gone from my family for like 6 years out in Vegas just trying to kill myself, and I've got them back now. And, you know, I'm still on my first step, but things have been, powerlessness is just a huge deal for me. So I'm still working that with my sponsor, and I'll get through it. I look forward to the rest of it, and whatever else God has for me, I'm waiting. You know, I want to see it. I don't want to die anymore. I'm happy I'm alive. That's all I got. Thanks.